I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. Hartford school officials have decided to tear down Clark Elementary School because of extensive PCB contamination. Officials had planned on renovating the school, but after discovering the extent of the problem, that option has been taken off the table. District officials spent about $750,000 over the last year trying to figure out just how badly Clark School is contaminated with polychlorinated biphenyls, or PCBs. It's so bad that the $5 million budgeted for renovations was not enough. Now the district wants to tear down the 70s-era building and build a new one. Hartford Mayor Luke Bronin says the district made the right call.
There's been a lot of work done to determine whether the building could be remediated effectively, and the short answer is no, that really you need to rebuild the school as new to make sure that it's a safe environment.
It's unclear how much the new school would cost, but other schools have cost in the tens of millions of dollars and have taken years to complete. Bronin says the construction project would be included in the district's wider facilities plan. Enrollment at Clark dropped by nearly 100 students over the last year. Students have been attending other nearby public schools since Clark shut its doors in late 2014. Their current building was built in 1971, during a time when PCBs were used in many construction materials. PCBs were discovered at Clark when the district tested for the toxic chemical prior to a renovation project. Even though PCBs have been banned from production since 1979, chemicals from the building had leached into ceiling tiles that were less than 6 months old. Hartford has sued Monsanto and Monsanto spinoff companies seeking compensation for the problems caused by PCBs. David DeRoche, WNPR News.